This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for joining us. One thing that can make cities livable for everyone in and around them is good public transportation. A new study led by a Vanderbilt University professor will examine Chattanooga's transit system, known as CARTA, to find cost-efficient ways to better connect public transportation with underserved communities. One person involved with the project, known as Mobility for All, is Chandra Ward, a professor of sociology on our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Chandra, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us more about this study that you are participating in, Mobility for All.
Well, this is a study that garnered over $3 million with a combination of the National Science Foundation and the Department of Energy, where myself and many other scholars headed by Vanderbilt University, but also in collaboration with Chattanooga's own CARTA, to try and provide innovative transit alternatives, especially to those who need it most here in Chattanooga.
And we are speaking specifically of underserved communities.
Right. So we have what is referred to as fixed route transit. That is your traditional bus system that always goes the same routes, generally at the same times. There may be differences when it comes to timing on weekends, nights, holidays, but these are fixed routes. And fixed routes are good for those really dense populations in central cities. However, we have seen a trend in cities where you have increasingly less affordable housing in these central cities. Okay, you have sort of a reversal of a white flight, if you will, increase in gentrification, where you have higher income people moving into the central city. What this does is raise the rents, obviously, and displaces a lot of the affordable housing stock and people who need this affordable housing, displaces them to the edges of the city. You're seeing a trend where there is a suburbanization of poverty. Okay, because people are having to move outside of the central city to find affordable housing. The challenge that this brings is that traditionally suburbs are not equipped with reliable public transit. When you think about places in the Chattanooga area, such as Red Bank, public transit does not go to Red Bank. Hickson, public transit does not go very far into Hickson. So what are people to do when they are moving to these areas in order to have affordable housing and or, you know, have access to better schools for their children, but they are without their own personal vehicles, okay? That leaves people with their lifeline, so to speak, cut, disrupted, okay? They are not able to meet the necessities of life in the way that they should be able to in order to live full lives, to have a sense of agency and self-determination. They may not be able to get access to jobs, access to grocery stores, access to recreation. And so what we are proposing to do is to supplement fixed transit routes with a dynamic on-demand route in the form of what's referred to as microtransit.
What does that mean?
So microtransit would be a smaller microbus, if you will, that is responsive to where people are needing to go. And it's on demand. So people would be able to schedule to be picked up, schedule service to get to where they need to go on demand. Okay, so it's responsive to the rider's needs, to community's needs, to get them where they need to go. And just in talking about trends of where people are moving, also, this is important in terms of connecting them to jobs. We know that a lot of industry is moving away. And this trend has been taking place for decades now, actually. But good, reliable jobs are moving to the edges of cities. And so whether it is meeting the needs of people who have moved to outside of the central city, or meeting the needs of people who still live inside the central city but cannot connect to those good jobs in Red Bank, those good jobs in Ottawa, those good jobs in Hixson. That disconnect, this will open up opportunity for people whose opportunities have been constrained.
And this microtransit that you're talking about, it almost sounds like an Uber or a Lyft, but on a public scale.
Absolutely. So Uber and Lyft, oftentimes low-income residents are not users of this fabulous transit alternative because of financial reasons. And this would serve as a public transit form of Lyft or an Uber in order to meet the needs of those who may be spatially cut off from services that they need or want to use. So yes, that sort of on-demand, schedule it when you need it, and not necessarily having to wait an hour for a bus and being able to get where you need to go when you need to get there.
And how will you be reaching out to these underserved communities to get a sense, as complete a sense as possible, of the gaps that they face in hours or days of the week or areas where they would need something like this?
Well, that's one of the things that is unique to our study. Now, microtransit has been deployed in several areas, various test cases, and they have not been successful. One of the reasons they've not been successful is that people, they've rolled out microtransit in various communities and people are not using them. They are not getting the type of demand that they expected. What we propose to do here that will differentiate ourselves from other communities where microtransit has been implemented but failed is that we are going to tap into institutional nodes. Okay. These institutional nodes could look like the Youth Family and Development Centers here, that could look like Chattanooga State, that could look like the Chattanooga Housing Authority, and churches. And these are places where that basically are hubs in the community. Okay, they're hubs in the community that service a lot of people and a lot of people who could really be serviced by microtransit. And we are going to reach out to leaders in those nodes and leverage their leadership and their positions of leadership, their positions of rapport with other members of the community in order to tell them about this new service, educate them about this service, and tap in the community for us to conduct focus groups with members of the community who might use the service, get their feedback on what existing gaps exist for them, what challenges exist for them with the current public transit, state of public transit in Chattanooga. And with this data, we'll also construct and conduct surveys with members of the community. And using data that we compile from focus groups, from surveys, getting people's feedback on what they need, we will then give this information to the engineers and computer scientists who will put together a service that meet those needs directly from the mouths of community members. The community members will have input on what they need instead of academicians, experts, if you will, experts in transit, but not necessarily in community needs on the ground, experts sort of imposing what they believe community members needs. Instead, community members will talk to us and we will adapt the service to reflect their needs. So instead of in areas where it's failed in the past, the reason why it has failed according to literature is that they did not do this. Rather, they put up flyers and did marketing and the people did not come. Instead, we will do sort of a grassroots, you know, if you think about it from a political perspective, a grassroots approach of being on the ground, listening to people and their needs, cultivating trust, cultivating relationships that will help facilitate a transit system that reflects the community.
And we've seen this approach work recently during the pandemic when it comes to expanding testing to these very same underserved communities.
Exactly. These tactics are employed by public health officials and many other entities, because we have to understand human behavior in order to, for anything that affects humans, that we expect humans to use to be successful. Also, in terms of equity, just because you tell people about something or make something available does not mean that it will be necessarily equitably distributed and can promote equity, but rather you have to understand where something is needed most and how that community will respond to it and use it and how they need to use it in order for something like, in this case, transit, to begin to become equitable.
And what's the timeline for this work, and where can people follow it as it unfolds?
We will be reaching out throughout the rest of this year to various institutions across Chattanooga, starting up focus groups and surveys next year. We believe rollout of the transit can start perhaps as early as summer of 2021. And you can follow updates at the Center for Urban Informatics and Progress. That is UTC's QIP. That is a research center on the campus of UTC, well, currently at the Edney building, but they are very closely involved in a part of this project as well.
All right, Chandra, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
On Thursday, a week before Thanksgiving, Blood Assurance is holding a Thanks for Giving blood drive in Chattanooga and beyond. Caitlin Stanley is with Blood Assurance. Caitlin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
Tell us more about this one-day drive coming up later this week.
On Thursday, 1 week before Thanksgiving, our centers in Rome, Georgia, and downtown Chattanooga are going to be open until 10 p.m. We're really trying to heavily push for the community to come out and donate that day. During the holidays and throughout the winter months, usage at the hospitals just continues to climb. And then coupled with the fact that, you know, we see less donors during that time, just it being the holidays and the winter season. So we really need to increase our collections that day right before Thanksgiving.
And these needs have been chronic for months under this pandemic, as we have talked about before here on Scenic Roots.
That is correct. Yes. Ever since COVID started back in the spring, we have had a lot of drives cancel. A lot of schools remain closed. A lot of businesses remain closed or are changing to virtual methods. So we have seen a lot less donors than we're used to. And, you know, the need for blood never stops. So we do still need donors to come out and give back to their communities.
And remind folks how wide a coverage area you serve.
Sure. So we have 11 centers and 15 blood mobiles. We serve all throughout the Chattanooga area into North Georgia. We have a center in Fort Oglethorpe, Rome, Dalton, all the way down to Cartersville. We also service areas in North Alabama and Middle Tennessee as well.
And for this drive on Thursday, the hours again, and what do people need to do to prepare when they show up?
So on Thursday, the drive is going to be from 8:30 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night at both our Rome, Georgia Center and our downtown Chattanooga Center. And we're actually going to be giving prizes away every hour. We're calling it our Thanks for Giving. So when you come in to donate, not only are you giving back, but you're receiving too. You're receiving, you know, the fact that you saved 3 lives today. And then you also have the potential of receiving a $50 Butterball gift card that can be used at any grocery store. So just a little extra thanks for donating, a little extra something during the holidays. So that's kind of how it's going to work on Thursday. And we are appointment only. So we're just asking for all donors just to schedule their appointment ahead of time online, bloodassurance.org, or you can even call 800-962-0628 or text us. You just have to text BA Give to 999-777.
And of course, at both of those locations here in Chattanooga and in Rome, Georgia, you are following all the safety guidelines that we have to observe for COVID-19.
That is correct. Masks are required by all donors and all staff. Extra disinfecting, and then COVID-19 screenings. We check everyone for symptoms before they come in, and we also take everyone's temperature before they enter the blood donation area.
And again, for more information, where can people go online? Where can they call?
Bloodassurance.org or call 800-962-0628.
All right. Caitlin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Scenic Roots. More in a moment.
This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon we have the second half of a virtual performance from the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series Facebook page featuring Terry Klein, a singer and songwriter based in Austin, Texas. Terry Klein is originally from Boston, where until a little less than 10 years ago he was an attorney. In an interview, he said it was hearing Hank Williams for the first time that made him want to write his own songs. According to his website, he also draws inspiration from John Prine and Lightnin' Hopkins, as well as from literature, film, and painting. Terry Klein is another artist who would have been playing in the Isis Theatre in Asheville before the pandemic closed the theatre. All of the virtual shows on the Facebook page are in part a benefit for the venue. And at a time when as many as 50% of the music venues in the country are facing closure, this is one way for the Isis Theatre to survive. This afternoon, from Austin, Texas, this is Terry Klein.
Hello. I'm super happy to be here with you. So my first record, Great Northern, I made that with Walt Wilkins and a great band here in Austin. And then we got the band back together and made the second record, Tex. As I noted, I'm not from Texas, but for some reason when I was a small child, my dad started to call me Tex. That was his nickname for me. So perhaps us living here and moving here was destined, predestined. This is a song I'm about to play that takes place in the state just north of Texas. It's called Oklahoma. And this song, I guess I'm just doing track twos, huh? This song is track two on my second record. It's called Oklahoma again. I buy a six-pack of beer east of Chakota at a truck stop, and I get back onto the road. I drink one after the next, and I admire that prairie sunset, and I hope I-40 carries me back home. Well, my sister said the dad could use a visit. I said I don't know what good that would do. See, I've been drinking and depressed and kind of useless. She said it might not be a bad thing for you too. So I'm driving across Oklahoma, doing all I can to stand my own leg. I should have turned around back in Arkansas, but I got my mother's blood in my veins. Oh, 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 oh. I'm in a cold sweat west of Okemah. I wish my racing heart would just give it a rest. I think of pulling off up a half pint of Smirnoff, but I hear my mother's sweet voice in my head. She said, I need you to try and be there for your daddy. I know it's hard for you, just do the best you can. She was gone just a few short hours later. Dad refused to let go of her hand. So I'm driving across Oklahoma, doing all I can to stand my own leg. I should have turned around back in Arkansas, but I got my mother's blood in my veins. First time at the house since the reception. Well, I've been saying it's tough for me to get away. But now facing down the dear departed memories, and my daddy's grief might be more than I can take. But I'm that song is called Oklahoma. Steve Buckley, thank you for spreading the word about me. I appreciate that so much. What else can we talk about here? If you are here, if you're watching, just drop a quick hello in the comments so I know you're here. I'd love to say hi. And if you haven't shared this link yet with your friends, that's also super helpful. There are tip links and all that business, but making friends and sharing this with your friends is of tremendous value to me. So here we are, it's Sunday night. It's just a pleasure to be getting to introduce my music to some folks, and also to share it with some old friends as well. I have a weekly stream that I do on my Facebook page and also on YouTube on Wednesdays at lunch. So if you do like what you hear and you want to come check that out some Wednesday at noon, I'd love to sing for you virtually. I'd love to sing for you for real too, but it's going to be a little bit of time before that happens. So you can find, if you go over to my Facebook page, which is Terry Klein Music, that's a good way to keep up with that stuff. And you can check out my website too, which is terrykleinmusic.com. Just again playing through some songs on the two records I have. I also have a little 7-inch vinyl, and I'm going to play a couple songs off that in just a second. This next song is also on my second record. It's a song about the it's a it's a song about the first, well, it's a song named for the first girl who broke my heart. We were 6 years old. She kissed me in our first grade classroom. And then, for years afterwards, she denied that she had done it. Which was really disappointing to me because she was a really, really cute little girl. She went on to, be quite successful and, and became a very successful person in musical theater and was nominated for a Tony Award in 2014. She didn't win, which is kind of a shame because, the story would have been better. But so the song isn't really about her. It's about everybody who's broken my heart. She just happened to have a really cool name that I could rhyme stuff with. So her name is Anika. And this song is called Anika. If I had a wooden leg, you'd steal it and leave me stuck up in a hayloft all alone. If I were Heathcliff, you'd forsake me and then haunt me as a ghost when you were gone. Well, I must have had it coming. I can't for sure say how. It's strange I have this stubborn wish you were right here with me now. And I have fault lines etched across my heart like the cracked up perfect patchwork of the Mona Lisa and the deepest cut of all belongs to you. Yes, it all began with you, sweet Anika. Jake, you'd be Lady Brett. Your ways would leave me desperate and beguiled. If I were Earth, you'd be the temptress moon, ascending light across a quarter million miles. I guess I fall in love too easy. And I move on too slow. Some broken things just stay broke. Yeah, that's the way it goes. And I have fault lines etched across my heart like the cracked up perfect patchwork of the Mona Lisa and the deepest cut of all belongs to you. Yes, it all began with you, sweet Anika. Okay, that song is called Anika. It's on my second record, Tex. It's I was playing a show with a friend of mine, and I was talking about that song and introducing it, and mentioned this person, mentioned Anika, and it turned out that this person who I had shared the stage with, she had lived in New York as a kid, and Anika had been her babysitter. So it's a small world. It is a very small world. Got a handful more here for you. I mentioned the fact that I've got this little 7-inch record, this little 45, that you can find on my website my store. I was on tour in California. In the fall of last fall, 2019, played in Berkeley and near Santa Barbara, a little town called Los Olivos, and in LA and down in Orange County. And as part of that tour, I was able to steal a few hours and go into the studio of a little record label based out of Santa Cruz called Need to Know Music. What Need to Know has done, and I think they're going to be doing some more different things, coming, you know, in the future, but what they've done primarily up to now is find singers and songwriters they like and had them record a few songs and picked a couple of them, then put them on two sides of a little 45 record, like there used to be in jukeboxes. I was really flattered to be asked to do that. They've recorded, luminaries like David Ramirez and Gretchen Peters, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, people like that, and friends of mine like Jamie Harris and James Steinle and Ben De La Cour. So it was an honor to be asked to do that. And I went in and we recorded a handful of songs and came out with this. And picked a couple of them and pressed them on vinyl, and we have a limited run of vinyl 45. So if you have a record player, you can find those on my website. That's terryklenmusic.com/store. They look super cool. The artwork on the front cover is by a folk artist from Memphis named Lamar Sorrento. So there are two songs on that little 45, and I'll play them both for you now. Goodness, what else are we gonna do? Go out and stand in the rain? I'm not sure if it's raining yet. This one grew out of a tour I was on in Virginia, and a conversation I had with one of my oldest friends. It's conversations we have with our daughters, I guess. It's called Does the Fish Feel the Knife? Well, does the fish feel the knife? That's what she asked me, and I did not know how I should respond. She asked me again, so Daddy, did you hear me? Any answer that I gave would get it wrong. Yeah, most things seem kind of simple until you poke at them even just a little. Does a fish feel the knife? When we die, is it kind of like sleeping? Well, she asked me this, and I was at a loss. I'm driving home from a wake early in the evening, I'd seen her staring up at Jesus on the cross. And you can't say no one knows
Now to a girl who's 4 years old, does the fish feel the knife? You need a license to drive a car, to shoot a buck, to cut a man's hair. Well, anyone can have a kid. I send you home, good luck, take care. Does a fish feel the knife? Well, Daddy, who's that man? Why's he always on the corner? She asked me as we sat there at the light. A cardboard sign, spare a dime or a quarter. Man, there's so much in this world that just ain't right. We let folks slip through the cracks. No, I wasn't gonna tell her that. But does the fish feel the knife? You need a license to drive a car, to shoot a buck, to cut a man's hair. Anyone can have a kid. I send you home, good luck, take care. Does the fish feel the knife? Does the fish feel the knife? Fish, feel the knife. So yes, that song is called Does the Fish Feel the Knife? That is the A-side on a 45 record that is out in the world now that you can purchase from me on my website. If you dug it, and I'm going to play now the B-side of that little record that sounds cool. It looks cool. It's just a thing I'm very glad exists in the world. I hope everybody had good weekends. Had wonderful weekends. There's a lot of heavy, heavy stuff. There's a lot of heavy stuff going on. So I appreciate you joining me tonight. You know, my songs aren't lighthearted, but I hope they are diverting. So this is the B-side of that 45. I mean, it's loosely based on personal experience. It's called A Dollar, Two Quarters, and a Dime. I'm scrounging for a dollar, boy. I'm scrounging for change. I need money for my cigarettes. I got a habit I can't shake. Oh, just be grateful. It's nicotine. Not the stuff they sell up Ardmore Way. Hey, look between the cushions, boy, and check the bottom drawer. Hey, we got $2.45. We still $1.60 short. don't bother checking the pickle jar. Ain't nothing in there anymore. Yeah, we need a dollar, a two quarters, and a dime. Yeah, just a dollar, two quarters, and a dime. Boy, well, just take my mama's car. Oh, she's with her man down in Hermosa. He runs his book out of a bar. Yeah, we just head over to Diaz Market, boy. That's okay. It ain't that far. Of L&M's. I'm sorry about all this change. Yeah, you know me, and I know you. We both know that I'm of age. I'ma rip this plastic wrapper off and smoke these latchkey blues right away. So that's the B-side. That is the B-side on that 45 record I was telling you about. So I have one more tune for y'all. This is about my wife and I, Lindsay. We have two really beautiful daughters. They're 12 and they're 16. There was a time when we weren't certain that that was going to be something that was going to be possible in our life. And so this song is about that. It's called Better Luck Next Time. Thank y'all again so much for joining me tonight. There are tip links in the body of the post here. Terry Klein, I think it's Venmo.com, Terry Klein Music. There is PayPal.me / Terry Klein. But just thanks for listening. Tipping or not tipping, thank you for listening. This song is called Better Luck Next Time. I put the books in a box just as quick as I can, and I hope she doesn't see it. I know she's downstairs in the kitchen with a half-drunk can of beer. Birds keep singing, hey, and the grass still grows. Better luck next time. Box goes in the closet where she never looks, and I wonder what the hell we'll do next. I sit down at the table and I try to take her hand. She says I don't want to be touched just yet. Hey, her I said, tell me what you wanna do. I'll do anything at all. And she says, honey, just get me out of here. So we jump into the car and we drive through the night in a useless attempt to outrun our tears. Let her alone next time. Bed in a broken down motel, and silently I begin to cry. She sits down next to me and puts her hand on my arm. She says, we'll have better luck next time.
Thank you all again so much. Have a good week. Be safe, stay healthy, be healthy. And I will look forward to seeing you, all of you, down the road at some point in person.
From his home in Austin, Texas, from the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series Facebook page, that was singer and songwriter Terry Klein. This is Scenic Roots.
I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for listening to Scenic Roots. We come to you from WUTC at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Email us at scenicroots423@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at scenicroots423. Listen to us online anytime at WUTC.org and the WUTC app. For Richard Winham and the rest of our team, join us again next time for Scenic Roots.